This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Political parties preparing to select parliamentary party leaders after the submission of election report to the president by Election Commission. Government's capital expenditures stand at 9% in first 5 months of the current fiscal year. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki stresses on setting common goals for countries' economic development. And Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, also without power after Russian strikes. Now the news in detail. Political parties are preparing to select the parliamentary party leaders after the submission of the election report to President Vidya Devi Bhandari by the Election Commission. The ruling Nepali Congress has started selecting the parliamentary party leaders in the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has held discussions with the newly elected leaders and urged them to help in selecting the parliamentary party leaders. Meanwhile, the CPN Maoist Center is to elect a parliamentary leader only after the House of Representative members under the proportional category receive election certificates. Office of the CPN Maoist Center Chief Secretary Sri Ram Thakal said the party deals with no dispute in regard with the nomination of the parliamentary leader. Secretary Thakal said the party plans to go for the process of choosing the leader after proportional representation members are officially certified. The Election Commission is scheduled to present certificates to the candidates elected under the proportional category on the 18th of December. Budget expenditures of the government in the first 5 months of the current fiscal year 2022-23 has stood at 24.26%. The Financial Comptroller General Office said out of over 1,793 billion rupees budget brought for the current fiscal year, more than 435 billion rupees has been spent until mid-December. Similarly, for the current fiscal year under the capital expenditures, the government has allocated more than 380 billion rupees. Capital expenditures have been around 9%. Over 33.9 billion rupees was spent under the capital expenditures. During this period, the revenue collection has stood at 24.52%. The government targeted to collect over 140 billion rupees in the ongoing fiscal year. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said the next government should keep people's aspirations for development and prosperity at the center. Addressing the 57th anniversary ceremony of the Rising Nepal yesterday, Minister Karki said the newly elected people's representatives should move ahead by setting common goals for the country's economic development. Also, government spokesperson Minister Karki urged the media persons to introduce Nepal as the country that has ensured the right to freedom of expression to its citizens as per the constitutional provision. The Rising Nepal is the first English broadsheet newspaper in the country that started its publication on the 16th of December in 1965. The Pokhara Regional International Airport is now ready to operate international flights. Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal CAN spokesperson Jagannath Nirola said the preparation to bring the airport into operation was in the final phase as it received a positive report following a recent calibration flight. Likewise, Pokhara Regional International Airport Chief Bikram Gautam shared that the works related to immigration, customs, medical and security management were being carried out for operating flights. Pokhara Regional International Airport is coming into operation after 7 months since Nepal got the second international airport as Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairava. Regular flights have begun at Shurkhet Airport the provincial capital of Karnali province from yesterday, according to the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal CAN spokesperson Jagannath Nirola, the Buddha's Airs ATR-72 airplane started flight in the Kathmandu-Surkhet-Kathmandu route from yesterday on a regular basis. The aircraft carrying altogether 70 passengers, including high-ranking officers of the CAN, operated its first commercial flight to Surkhet. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged Warn and Owl to take precautions against increasing cold across the country. As the Meteorological Forecasting Division said, many places in the eastern and central Terai and some places in the western plains report mist and fog in the morning. People have been asked to take prevention against decreasing temperature. A significant milestone has been achieved in the history of Nepal Army involvement in peacekeeping operations. At the call of the United Nations, with more than 6,000 Nepal Army troops deployed in the mission at a time, the number of Nepal Army personnel currently deployed in the UN peacekeeping mission has reached 6,016, with the latest deployment of 202 peacekeepers in the Central African Republic on December 13. Nepal became a member of the United Nations in 1955, and the peacekeeping mission of the Nepal Army started with the deployment of 5 military observers onto the UN mission in Lebanon in 1958. The Nepal Army's involvement in UN peacekeeping mission has completed a period of more than 6 decades. So far, the Nepal Army has participated in 44 United Nations peacekeeping missions in different conflict-hit countries across the world. The 16th edition of Nepal-India Joint Military Exercise started at Nepal Army Battle School of Salchandi Rupandehi yesterday. The exercise began with unfurling of the national flags of both countries and both armies marching in line with the Nepal and India's military tunes. During the two-week exercise, an infantry battalion, each from Nepal Army and Indian Army, will be trained together to with interoperability and shared experience in counterinsurgency, humanitarian assistance, and the disaster relief operations. The military exercise is believed to contribute to improve bilateral relations and mutual cooperation between both the armies and two-country relations. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Ukraine's second city of Kharkiv was 4 hours left without power after the latest wave of Russian strikes targeted energy stations across the country. Local officials said as many as 9 power facilities were hit as Russian forces fired 76 missiles and carried out drone attacks on Friday. Kharkiv's mayor said the city suffered colossal damage. By this evening, 55% of residents had electricity back. Elsewhere, 3 people were killed and 13 more injured when a residential building was hit in Kryvyi Rih and a third died in Kherson. In the capital, Kiev, the city's metro was left at a standstill. The alarm was raised across Ukraine on Friday, and Commander-in-Chief General Valery Zelensky said air defenses had intercepted 60 of the 76 missiles fired, most of them cruise missiles. The United Nations has joined the European Union in condemning Twitter's decision to suspend some journalists who cover the social media firm. Reporters for the New York Times, CNN, and the Washington Post were among those locked out of their accounts. The UN tweeted that media freedom is not a toy, while the EU has threatened Twitter with sanctions. A Twitter spokesperson told a US tech news website the bans were related to the live sharing of the location data. Melissa Fleming, the UN's Undersecretary General for Global Communication, said she was deeply disturbed by reports that journalists were being arbitrarily suspended from Twitter. Earlier on Friday, EU Commissioner Vera Zarova threatened Twitter with sanctions under Europe's Digital Services Act, which she said requires the respect of media freedom and fundamental rights. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 18.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Political parties are preparing to select parliamentary party leaders after the submission of election report to the president by the Election Commission. Government's capital expenditures stand at 9% in first 5 months of the current fiscal year. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki stresses on setting common goals for country's economic development. And Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, also without power after Russian strikes. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.